Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hello, Sophie there.
Hello.
Okay, hello.
Hey, Ike.
Hi, this is Norbert.
Hello, Norbert. Florian speaking.
Hey there, this is the
Hello, Hangout. Hey,
Hangout.
Hangout.
Hey, Florian. Norbert, hey.
Here.
Everyone naked in the hammock?
No, I would love to. I just can't read my screen out forward.
I can, now you know why I don't use the Hangout.
Okay, whom do we have? We're on the Hangout is Björn, Friedrich, Joel, Olivier, myself, on the phone line, Florian, Norbert, Eike.
I'm Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. Cool. So, whom are we missing?
Michael can't join the vote,
Yeah.
because Björn, can
I'm here.
help? Yeah. Okay.
So, Eike, what you want to represent Michael then?
Hello.
Okay.
Hi all. I'm sorry, it's Eliane speaking. I'm late. I'm so sorry for that.
Hey, Eliane.
Hi.
Hey there.
Okay, Eike, want to stand in for Michael?
Yes, okay.
And Norbert, standing in for Adam?
Sure.
So that's, yeah, that's 7 out of 7. Excellent. So we have quorum. Simple majority is 4 votes. I will chair the meeting. Sophie, would you take the minutes?
Yes.
Great, so ready to go. We have for the public part, I think 3 items really worth talking about. Most importantly, that's seem to have mixed that up. Let me correct that. So that's LibreOffice 4.3. Continuous integration and dashboard metrics very briefly. I think focus should be on 4.3. Anything to say there?
No, just one configuration issue with a spell checker is missing in English, so it has been reported as a map. Maybe Joel, you can speak about it.
Joel, anything to add to 4.3 release status? Anything the board should be concerned about? Joel, we can't hear you.
Yeah, sorry. On the only thing that I'm aware of that might already be fixed is at 4303, the spell checker is completely broken.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, just mentioned.
Oh, okay, sorry about that.
So, but
yeah,
that's on anyone's radar.
Okay, perfect. Because, that's the only kind of disaster that I see right now.
Okay. Anybody else? Bjorn, anything to add?
Adam joined. Sorry for being late.
Oh, hey, Adam.
Nothing on my mind, sorry. So I'm certain there is something, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
As for the release date, just so I'm not mixing up, it's the 28th, it's a Monday, is that right?
28th is Monday, yes.
Yes.
And that's the planned release date?
No, on the 30th.
Ah, okay. Okay, because I had the 28th in my mind. Okay, good to know.
Yes. Italo corrected it today.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
So it has been postponed to the 30?
Yes. And
okay.
It will be at 9 our time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, makes more sense than on a Monday, I think. Okay, anything else? Otherwise, some quick conference updates from Sophie?
Nothing very urgent apart from the program committee. I hope we will have a pre-program next week to poll the speakers and adapt with them if needed, and also to have it on the website. Nothing else.
Maybe the number of registrations is interesting, that we have about, I think, Sophie, you said 80 or 90 people.
Yes.
It's usual that they're quite late registering, but reaching out and poking people individually can't harm, especially given the hotel situation seems to be really becoming odd. So the earlier you book, the better it is. So if you know someone you'd like to have there, please poke him or her.
Although I think it's actually quite encouraging. I think it's how long to go? Six, 8 weeks to go. I'm not dissatisfied with the number of registrations.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Sorry, it shouldn't sound that way.
I think it will be better when we'll have the program online and we can speak about it on the social medias and ask for registration too.
Yeah. Okay. I will try to push the program thing a little bit. Okay. Anything else? Questions to see regarding conference?
No.
So I'm sorry. I guess I missed it. How many people did register so far?
Between 80 and 90.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay.
Do we have a policy for refunding people that will travel and has a paper approved, or it's like the last year, that how we did last year?
Florian. No, go for it.
Sorry, my take is we do like last year, trying to be a bit earlier. Last year we had some delays. But I guess, like last year, anyone who has a sensible request will get satisfied. It can't hurt to ask before. I know most people don't do. But especially when, like, imagine we have a few people from the U.S. flying in. We don't know, which costs quite some money. If they ask before, it can't hurt. But otherwise, anyone who contributes in a way or even has a lecture, I guess, will get refund within the normal parameters, like single room, a regular hotel, second class fare and the like, so the usual level stuff should apply.
Yeah, we had this discussion last time, and so
can I apply to refund for my travel to Bern?
I guess
sure. We'd love to have you.
Happy to see you there.
Please don't wait. Please don't wait too long with booking, though. I think
yes, I'm going to do it right now.
I think we have no TDF, maybe to phrase it like that, TDF will happily refund reasonable travel funding requests, and reasonable means it should be someone active in the community, and he or she shouldn't book just a week in advance. But like, yeah.
Okay. Well, the interesting thing is, yeah, I mean, it's so stressful booking these things because the prices vary so much that I've checked like last week and then the week before, and they fluctuate so much. I just booked to Boston a few days ago, and it was the lowest that had been in the last 6 weeks. So it's hard. Like, it's always a guessing game for flights and stuff.
Yes, I second that, because if you go directly to the airline, then you have a price. If you go to such Expedia, and then you get 30% discount, but then you have all the taxes on top, it's very lousy. Yeah, okay. So that's okay for me, so we'll apply to a travel. Sophie, about the launch, it has been postponed for the 30 because of the issue on the dictionaries?
No, just because Italo was needed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
because
Monday,
you know,
Monday
doing
is
an American. Sorry.
Yes, I apologize. There's always some delay, so we keep talking on top of each other. Please, Sophie, go ahead.
Italo is doing an American tower, an American press tower, and it was better for him to announce it on the 30. That's all.
Okay.
And just so everyone knows, I can post it in IRC also, but I just posted something in the Google Plus chat, and that's a link to all bugs that are currently set to critical, major, and blocker. It's not perfect, but you could, if you sort it by when they were open, you can kind of get a sense of if there's any serious problems with 4.3. And looking through it, I don't see anything that's terrible.
Yes, okay. Another thing that I would like to ask for the board, I think it's very important that we take a lot of time, much more than 2 hours, for the board to meet face-to-face and go through all the pending agenda that we have, you know, and
that's on the list. We will talk about that a little bit in the private part. We will have almost a day, or let's say between half a day and today, for the board to sit down and talk through things this time.
Okay, so I think it's very important to come one before, 2 days before, and really speak each other, talk to each other. This is very important.
Yeah, I agree. That was somehow the lesson learned from last year, and we will definitely improve on that. So we will have significantly more time. Okay, so with that, there are two really small items. I would just gloss over them that are somehow spilled over from last meeting. That's the continuous integration infrastructure. There was just the general question, what was the status there? That's probably towards Björn, but we can, if there's nothing new to say, we can just skip that. Björn, Norbert, or did we handle that last time?
I'm not sure what the question is, so.
So we had this. Okay, let's take that offline. I think that's somehow mistakenly on the agenda. Last item would be meeting technology. I mailed, so just to state that again for the public, we had a friendly sponsoring offer from an open source project for a hosted solution for a meeting, virtual meeting room with video, screen sharing, etc. Unfortunately, that had some glitches because it was flash-based. Florian was looking into a pure video talk WebRTC based thing, and Björn, you proposed a third option, I think.
Well, yeah, I just looked up what it costs to get Mumble running on a hosted server, which is cheap, for like €15 or something. You get that for 50 concurrent collections.
So it looks to me, it looks a little bit as if the added value for each of those solutions is probably not worth the hassle. If anyone disagrees, I think now is the time to speak up. Otherwise, we would probably just keep running as we are.
I totally agree. I'm not a fan of getting rid of the phone line.
So, yeah, for the board, it probably works like this. For the ESC, it might, just because of the audience that we have, might be sort of worth considering different options, but that's a different topic.
So would anyone then want me, since I just have to get back to them, would then anyone want me to get that for a year, that offer I was talking about? If we don't use it, there's no point. Björn, you said EUC might be interested.
Not in the flash stuff, because as I mailed you, it crashed on me. So.
Okay, I will call them off then. Excellent. So that's the end of the public agenda. Any further items, questions, or should we move to the private call?
Torsten, you had dashboard metrics on the agenda. I'm not sure if this is still on topic.
I think it's not worth discussing that. Let's if there's anything to talk about, let's do that with email. Let's not waste the conference call time with that.
Sure.
Okay. So, final roll call, Ileana? Ileana, if you're saying something, you're muted. Björn?
Here, sorry.
Okay.
Björn, yeah, also here. Also muted.
Frederick, you there? No, Frederick, Joel?
Yep, I'm here.
I'm here, Adam?
I'm here.
Michael? Okay. Michael, still there?
Yes, here.
Cool. Norbert?
Yep.
Okay. Sophie?
Yes.
Olivier?
Yes, I'm here. Yes. Yes, I'm here.
And Florian, I presume, is there as well. Okay, everybody's still there. Let's let everybody stay in the hangout, and let's meet in the private room in a minute or two. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.